All right.
I think if that's the case, maybe we can work something out on this food.
All right, we're back. I think we're back now. Okay. I'll have to check that segment and see when it started recording and when it didn't. So, all right, so back to the Northwest Blend Studio. So we
broadcasting high atop your mom.
Wow. Wow, Jason.
I've always wanted to say that.
Oh, okay. Well, good. You got that.
I got it out.
Okay. So now going back to, we were talking about placement, and you found some information on why the HNT, why my cashola, cashish, my Monet keep disappearing. So spill that out. What do you got for me?
All right, so go to your hotspot settings. Apparently it's an API issue.
Right. That's what I mentioned earlier.
There's a way to fix it.
Oh, there is.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what settings you're talking about. Oh my God. I'm going to hand this back to you.
Oh, Jesus.
Let you do it.
Now I got to do things? This sucks, man.
Stop it.
Sorry. Jesus.
I want to go to your house and fix yours so that we can mine together.
Yeah, that'd be great. Where's your...
Yeah, see? Where is this? Are you finding it?
Well, I'm trying to... I go to your settings.
Okay.
And then it doesn't give me nothing.
Right. So that's what we were talking about the other day when we were texting each other.
And I was sending you screenshots.
And that's what I sent you, was screenshots. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. If you can't find it, remember it was like, oh, this settings and not that settings.
Yeah, and I'm going to the right settings.
I don't.
Do you have the Bobcat app?
I might. You can close that and scroll through my icons.
I think I found it.
You did?
I think so. I'm looking. So you're supposed to go into your API settings and change it to human.
So let's describe where that is for the listeners in case they're mining and care.
I'd love to, except for I can't fucking find it.
Ah, so there we go. So
it's supposed to be in your hotspot settings. So I'm on the hotspot. I tapped on the hotspot.
There's that
happy
New Jersey.
Nylon tape tapier.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm there. So
okay.
I tapped on the home screen, and then I tapped on the hotspot.
Hotspot.
Yeah. Now I'm going Chicago.
There you go.
And then I clicked on the gear.
Yeah. All right.
Now I see transfer hotspot, discovery mode, update hotspot, hide hotspot, update, run diagnostics.
Yes. Really been there, done all of that.
So we're going to update hotspot.
Mm.
And I do not see an API setting.
Correct.
You bastards.
Yeah. So, but that is how they're suggesting that you fix it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm still looking. I'm in update hotspot, and I'm not touching update antenna or location.
So those of you on the East Coast, let me translate. So I'm looking, and there ain't nothing there, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever.
Yeah.
There we go.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
So let's go down to...
I'm going to try to pair to update Wi-Fi run diagnostics.
There you go. That's the one.
No hotspots found.
Yeah, none.
Scan again.
Yeah, do it.
Your hotspot is not there.
Why is that?
I don't know.
But
is it even on?
It says online. You can look at everything else, and it appears to be online. Are you seeing anything other than that message that would indicate that it's not online?
Yeah, because I can't pair it to Bluetooth.
Yeah, you go upstairs in Bluetooth. Yeah, we can do it.
All right.
Let's put it on pause. We'll go do it. You want to do that?
Sure.
Okay. I think we're back. So we went upstairs. We resynced the miner to show up, and now we're getting some settings. So apparently that was the issue. We weren't getting... It wasn't sunk. What's the past tense of sync? Synced.
So now it's working properly. However, I'm still not able to find the API... How to switch APIs, so I'm looking that up.
Ah. So that's what we're working on now. So little by little, guys. So again, if you do have
We're learning.
Yeah. If you have any experience with the helium mining, we would love to hear from you.
Okay. And, I got it.
Okay.
All right. So what you do is you go to the Bobber app.
Oh, the Bobber app.
Yeah. Bobber app. That sounds so dirty.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a sequel to Porky's. Getting that bobber. So you go to the main page in the Bobber app, and then you go to Shettons, the gear.
Okay. Shettons.
I'm going Kentucky.
Oh.
West Virginia.
Yeah. We're gonna go to the Shettons app.
And then you scroll down to app. And then it says, choose API provider, and you're on the Helium API, sir. But you can change it to Stakejoy. Apparently, you don't want to do that.
Why?
Because that's not what you want. You want the Helium one.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So you're on the Helium API.
Okay, yeah.
So
that's the one I want to be on. Okay.
But your HNT keeps disappearing.
Right.
Right? So that's concerning because that's supposed to be the fix. So let's go to your hotspot in the app, in the Bobber app.
Okay.
And it says, get more info for your hotspot and Bobcat diagnostics / local gateway dashboard.
Diagnostics.
And then, says, okay. So I finally got it.
Okay.
So let's see here. All right. So you're at 49 degrees Celsius. That's pretty warm, man. All right. Helium API. Let's look at that.
Oh, we keep this house words. Pretty warm.
Give me a bunch of words.
It tells you the temp?
Yeah. Yeah. So I got miner. It's mining at 5 seconds. Explore, onboarding, speed test, resync miner. All that. Let's run a speed test.
Okay.
Because we usually ask that when we're trying to troubleshoot. Have you done a speed test?
Have you done it?
And then it just does what it does. So I'm waiting.
Okay. Waiting on a speed test.
I don't think it's going to do much.
I don't either. But there's a... I have an extenuator up there, too. You know, a Wi-Fi extenuation tool up there.
Cool.
And it's right next to it.
So, I'm just trying to figure out why your helium goes missing.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know what? I might do some Googling on that myself and see what else I can find.
I really think we need to join the Discord.
Okay.
To be honest with you. And start asking these questions. Because I think that's part of it. It's a lack of knowledge.
I think, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, so now here's where I'm going to get a little pissy.
Uh-oh.
So all these YouTubers are like, yeah, you just plug it in, you're just mining away, I did all this other shit. It's
right.
Might not be for you, but blah, blah, blah. And you trust and fucking believe that these people had the same problems.
Well, they might have.
Having the same problems.
But I've seen other videos where to overcome the video, you can do this and this. Remember I talked about moving it and it cost 10 HNT. I mean, so, but what freaks me out is that they're like, well, you can see that I started mining and I was getting 15 HNT a day and then dropped down to 10.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait a minute, 15 a day? Bro.
Yeah. So we will get this figured out and get this working right. But, I mean, honestly, I feel like some of this is like...
I think there's some voodoo involved. Absolutely.
I think so, too. And I think part of it is we definitely need to get that thing down here connected to Ethernet and then run a line
up.
Yeah.
I wonder if I should buy one of those industrial outdoor antennas.
I mean... I don't know.
And where am I going to put it? You see the room that we're in. The Northwest Blend Studio doesn't really have much of an access out of here. And that's, you know.
I mean, we got a Sawzall.
I suggested that earlier.
Honestly, what we could do is drill a hole.
Right.
In the wall and then just put the line through it and then seal it.
Right. Good.
I mean, that would probably be the best option, but we'd have to get like a pretty bitchin' cord, man.
Well, I think they have like all weather, you know, brutal.
Yeah, no, well, it has to be a certain one though, because I believe there's a weird connection on the back of the device.
Right. Yeah, specific very connection. Specific. So, but and I've seen people recommend them for the Bobcat and then for the rack mount and mm-hmm. you know, so there is one out there that would work. I'm excited to, you know, and again, I'm trying to appeal to anybody in the audience that has done this, has experience with it, and wants
Sign
to share.
In.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, if you've had experience and you want to share with us, absolutely like, comment, subscribe, but mostly comment.
But mostly. In this case, just let us know down below. It'll help, you know, the other three people that listen to this right. podcast, if they are mining, it would just be super helpful. And there's a lot of good videos that I've watched on YouTube.
And one mistake that we are both making, and this is just like part of culture now, is watching it. Like incessantly watching the mining results.
Because I have to make sure that the results are what right. I want.
But we also need to like really kind of... We'll get it all set up and then just allow it to work for a set amount of time before we like freak.
Well, but okay, and I feel like we've done that. I feel like I've done that. I've set it
you
up.
You have because
I looked
you
at
got it going.
Yeah.
Least. Yeah.
And I gave it some time, and then it's like...
Well, I meant after this.
So it's like you get a new car, and you learn all the gadgets in it and all that, and then you've got it for a week or two, and you feel comfortable, and now you're like, okay, now how do I get it to 150 miles an hour?
Right.
So it's just, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, and no, and I agree with that, so...
I have to have base results in order to see what I need to do to increase, but
so we'll have to know. We'll definitely have to find that cable that'll work, you know, and we don't want it too long, so we'll have to. I got a really long ass tape measure.
Okay.
Really long. It's like 5,000 feet.
That's huge, dude.
I know.
It's like a mile.
I know. It's great.
All right, let's do a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
All right, cool.
Hey folks, Randy from The Great Podcast. Hey, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, NWBlends.com. NWBlends.com is fantastic. It's absolutely the best coffee you're going to have ever. You're going to love it. You can get single origin coffee. You can get blends and then grinds. How do you like your coffee ground? Do you want it in bean form, espresso? Do you want it in drip? Perhaps you like toddies. NWBlends.com has everything that you're going to need for the best cup of coffee. I guarantee it. You're absolutely going to love this. NWBlends.com. Give these guys a try. And for doing so, if you put great in the discount code, you're going to get 15% off your order. Absolutely. You're going to love this. Give them a try. NWBlends.com. Coffee roasted when you order it. Absolutely going to love it.